make them hear you.
This is Make Them Hear You, suggesting ways you can make your concerns heard before Congress. Donald Trump has ratcheted up tensions dramatically by bombing Syria, increasing the risk of a proxy war with Russia. So congressional leaders are preparing a new push to get their ideas for pressuring Syria, Russia, and Iran. Trump campaigned against military involvement in Syria, but in less than 100 days, he has now taken us deep into the Syrian civil war. Are there still diplomatic tools available to the U.S.? Democratic and Republican Congress people think there may be. Several bills are being put forward to intensify sanctions against Syria, Russia, and Iran. Bipartisan House Foreign Affairs Committee leaders Edward Royce and Elliot Engel are proposing legislation that will, quote, give the administration much-needed diplomatic and financial leverage to stop Assad's slaughter of innocent Syrians. It encourages real negotiations by targeting Assad's backers, Putin and the Ayatollah. Senator Marco Rubio is proposing isolating three Iranian commercial airlines suspected of funneling fighters and weapons to Assad. Did the Trump administration's missile attack make Syrian people any safer? No. Within a day, planes were taking off from the same airbase and bombing the same towns. Assad has killed 500,000 of his citizens with bombs and guns. Did the missile strike make the United States any safer? Some say that showing we're strong will deter our enemies. Many say we are no safer. Does the administration know whether it wants Assad to go or not? Before the attack, both Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley said that the U.S. was not seeking Assad's ouster. Now Haley is saying, quote, regime change is something that we think is going to happen, while Tillerson incredibly said there had been no change in U.S. policy. Putin continues to send military forces to prop Assad up, and the U.S. and Russia are now operating at cross purposes, so much so that Russia may not even tell us which areas in Syria to avoid anymore. Does the administration have a coherent foreign policy in general? No. All the major players on the Trump foreign policy team are contradicting one another. Do we have clear authority to bomb Syria? The UN Charter forbids it without Security Council permission or in clear self-defense. And the old 9/11 authorization to fight terror is needing an update. Representative Peter DeFazio has introduced the War Powers Amendment of 2017, clarifying that Trump must seek congressional authorization before sending U.S. troops into combat. If you're concerned about Trump's wandering foreign policy and the possibility of two more imminent wars without congressional oversight, you can contact your representative or our senators and share your thoughts about the national security and war powers bills they are forging. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.